It is 8 minutes past 10. Kino Cummings with you all the way through until midday. Now, I'm sure you've read about this, right? A discussion between two top French doctors on live TV left viewers horrified when they proposed that Africa should become a giant laboratory, essentially, for coronavirus vaccines, because the continent lacks the resources to defend against infections. Now, in a segment, this was in a segment apparently broadcast on the French TV channel LCI, Jean-Paul Mia and Camille Loch raised the idea of testing new vaccines on impoverished African populations. I don't think this sat very well with French authorities representing the government here in South Africa. And you are joined by the French ambassador, Ambassador Aurélien Lechevalier. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Kino. It's great to be back on Cape Talk.
It's good to have you. We should have you on more regularly. You guys do a lot of good work up there, especially on the tech and small enterprise front as well. But we'll make sure that that happens this year.
But, thank you very much.
But did you fall off your chair or off your bed when you heard about this for the first time?
Yeah, I was very, very shocked and also very saddened, statements by important doctors were obviously totally inappropriate.
Now, Ambassador, you are very close to President Macron. Have you had any discussions with him around this?
Well, no, but I know that they had very strong reactions, not only in Africa, but in Europe, of course, and in France, to criticize and to say how we were deeply shocked after these comments were made. Thankfully, the two doctors, they apologized right away. But, you know, now with social media and the internet, the echo and the consequences were already very wide. So now we are trying to explain, of course, that there are nothing to do with the French official positions because we are standing really shoulder to shoulder with the African continent right now. Mm. And so this is, it was really miserable.
Now, Ambassador, on the one hand, like I said, they apologize, but it certainly speaks to a mindset amongst some. I mean, these aren't people who dropped out of, grade four and decided to make up their own qualifications. These are studied, very, very intelligent human beings making statements like this. So as someone who's been in Africa, has a close relationship with Africa, how does one deal with that type of mindset? One would not have expected that from learned doctors.
Well, I know it's very difficult to explain, Kino, and certainly I think they just talk out of their minds. They are probably very good specialist doctors, but obviously they don't know anything about Africa and contemporary Africa in particular. Today we are all struggling against the pandemic. We are trying to do our best. Here, I really commend the leadership of President Ramaphosa and the brave, tough decisions and measures decided in South Africa to prevent the spread of the disease. And when you hear people talking about Africa and they don't know anything about it, you really think that they just should go, to the hospital to try to cure people and not go to the television and make a totally inappropriate assessment, actually.
No, indeed. No, indeed. And thank you for your stance on this, by the way. I know that you have been a very good friend of the continent for some time. And you had a scare, well, not you, but, the French representation, government representation had a scare here when the Consul General in Cape Town, who is also a phenomenal human being, tested positive. How's he been recovering?
He's doing great now. It's over. He's back to work, actually, because we are working hard to follow different projects and also helping the last French tourists to go back to Europe. It's true that we have been impacted by the epidemic here, but we are following very seriously the instructions by the government. So we are following the lockdown regulations, of course, and we want to be very, very respectful.
And Talking about, you know, repatriating French tourists in Cape Town, obviously we have an airport lockdown. I would imagine those agreements have been reached with government and you are sending flights out then, I would imagine.
Yeah, we are working on that. Actually, there will be on Wednesday a KLM flight going to Amsterdam and to France with the last stranded tourist. We're talking about maybe 500 or 600 tourists from the Netherlands and from France in majority. There are also SAA flights that are going back to Europe with German tourists and other European citizens. So it's important for these tourists to go back to Europe, of course. But I want to make clear that the French community living in South Africa is staying in South Africa, respecting the instructions of the lockdown and waiting for better days within the country and within the people and with the people of South Africa.
Now, I received this message from one of our listeners who's done business in France. He says, French ambassador interview, he's just doing damage control. The statement by those two doctors represent the French philosophy towards us. What would you say to that?
Well, no, it's not true, actually. And you know, it's very unfortunate because these last days, our two presidents, in particular President Ramaphosa and President Macron, have been working very hard together. They participated in the G20 extraordinary summit against the COVID-19. They talked on the phone last Wednesday. They were again together at an African meeting over the phone on Saturday. Mm. So there is a very strong partnership between our countries to face this global challenge and this global epidemic. These statements does not reflect the thinking of the French people. Mm. It may reflect the thinking of, you know, people who sometimes say stupid things and also racist things. Mm. But unfortunately, that happens everywhere in all the countries. And this is certainly not the reflection of French general thinking and general official position today.
Well, there we go. And I can just say, based on the French people who operate here and the work that a lot of French businesses have been doing in South Africa, there are a lot of French companies that support the continent on the whole, not just South Africa, and a lot of businesses who are heavily invested in making sure that Africa and African businesses in particular are successful over here. I mean, you've even made... and I'm not a spokesperson for the French government, but we've dealt with a lot of these issues over the past couple of months and years, where there are special permits available for South Africans and the French government, according to our last interview, recognizes the talent that exists here, and special visas have been made available to South Africans wanting to get there. But obviously, those type of mindsets, as displayed by those doctors, they're painful. And they need to be dealt with effectively. No, indeed. Ambassador Aurélien Lechevalier, I want to thank you very much for your time.